Fun. Good morning.
Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. So how would you describe a traditional Chinese medicine? What is it for those who don't know?
As you say, regarding the safety, you know, in Australia, we have a body called TGA. You know that? Called Therapeutic Good Administration. There are a lot of herbal products must have been approved by this the administration body. So that we should say basically our herbs get imported from China are safe because the factory in China, the pharmaceutical factory in China, they produce the product. Export to Australia has been have to be the exam by our government organization, so as to export to Australia. Yeah,
right.
So, but we still say there's some newspaper or magazine or some media. Say something about the unsafety of Chinese herbal medicine. That may be true, but if the herbal products import from China to Australia and checked by TGA, that should be safe.
Right, so there's a fair degree of regulation there. So how would you compare traditional Chinese medicine to conventional methods of treatment?
Basically, conventional medicine is a chemical drug. And then we found through the clinical practice, we found there are a lot of side effects because they focus on local diseases and traditional Chinese medicine, if generally compared with conventional medicine, we look at the individual patient. You know, people think that diseases is equivalent to patient, but it is not. Patient is patient, diseases are diseases. So if you're treating diseases without looking at the patient, you might got some problems. And if you really look at the individual patient, because their body quality and their health condition and their diseases, there are some differences. So in this case, we look at the general body constitution and also disease as well.
Right. And so UTS is looking to axe its Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine course, which has gotten a lot of, outcry from the students who think that this is, it's not great because the community should have access to complementary medicine. What do you make of that?
Depends. Because, there's a complementary medicine system, there's a conventional medical system, and then the people will have free choice, and then they will look at the advantages and disadvantages of both systems and decide to make their decision. Ask for consultation or treatment.
Sure. So lots of advantages to the treatment. Well, Yifan, thank you very much for your time on the show. That's all we have time for this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.